Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm surrounded here by Kate Tibbetts' two brothers, her sister, and friends of Kate Tibbetts. And that picture is Kate Tibbetts, the woman we're here to honor today. On September 3rd, 2021, 61-year-old Kate Tibbetts was brutally murdered just a few miles south of where we stand today in Sacramento's Lamb Park neighborhood. The suspect in the case also killed her two dogs and attempted to set her home on fire. The suspect in the case was a transient, high-risk parolee. Minutes before Kate's murder, the suspect was reported to law enforcement standing on the porch of Kate's neighbor, masturbating in front of their security camera. At that time, the suspect was on parole for the violent and serious crimes of robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. He was a transient and in violation of parole for not checking in. Parole had no way to contact him or no clue where he was. There are currently over 2,200 parolees in Sacramento County, of which 370 have no place of residence. Sadly, just minutes ago, the Assembly Committee on Public Safety failed to advance AB 1827, the Kate Tibbetts Act. The Kate Tibbetts Act would have helped prevent violent murders and assaults like what happened to Kate by requiring all high-risk parolees who declare they are transient to wear a location monitoring device until an address for the parolee is confirmed. AB 1827 is a bill with a goal of protecting women like Kate from violent sexual predators. High-risk parolees who fail to comply with their parole should not be allowed to roam our neighborhoods preying on women and children. We must hold criminals accountable and stop treating them like victims. Unfortunately, five committee members decided today to keep treating these criminals like victims rather than true victims like Kate. Kate Tibbetts is a true victim. Her family and friends are true victims.